The Book of Beasts. Leo was crying because he had let the red dragon escape from his magic book.
"It's flown off to the hills," he sobbed to Nanny Moss.
"Oh dear," said Nanny, hugging him.
Then she went to tell the Prime Minister and Chancellor. They warned everyone to beware of the dragon. The army lay in wait for it until Saturday afternoon, and then went home for a late lunch. But the dragon was hungry too, and ate an entire football team. On the following Monday, it swallowed the whole of Parliament, ministers and all, except for the Chancellor, who was ill. The people were getting angrier and angrier, and Leo was now more sorry than ever. He asked the Chancellor's advice.
"The only thing that can kill a dragon is a manticora, Your Majesty," he said.
So Leo looked up manticora in the index of the Book of Beasts and turned to the correct page. Out rolled the beast, sleepily rubbing its eyes.
"Go on, go and fight the dragon," cried Leo.
But the manticora did not want to fight any dragons and hid in the royal stables. The dragon found it cowering there the next day and ate it up in two gulps. Now there was no one left to help.
"I must save my people myself," thought Leo.
He shut himself in the library for a day and read all the books on dragons. At last he learned one very important thing. Dragons can catch fire in the midday sun. Then he took the Book of Beasts into the garden, looked up the word Pegasus, and opened the book. Out stepped a beautiful winged horse. Clutching the book, Leo leapt onto its back. Off they flew to the hills in search of the dragon. And as they got nearer, they saw a wisp of grey smoke rising from some trees.
"That must be where the dragon is," shouted Leo.
And sure enough, there it was, enjoying its early morning doze. As they hovered over it, the dragon awoke with a terrifying roar and lunged wildly at Pegasus.
"We must make for the desert," cried Leo.
He guided the horse over distant mountains, rivers, and valleys. The dragon whirled after them. At last they came to a vast stretch of barren desert. There was no shade, and the sun was high and bright in the sky. As soon as Pegasus landed, Leo jumped off and laid the Book of Beasts open on the ground at the page with the palm tree on it. But as he was scrambling back onto the horse, he slipped and fell. Then the dragon arrived. The dragon was by now so hot that it was beginning to smoke. Pegasus flew round it, beating his wings like bellows in front of a fire. The smoke billowed in all directions, hiding Leo from the dragon. It gave a screech of rage, which turned into a gasp as it looked around desperately for shade. Then, seeing the palm tree, it dived into the page and curled up in its old place.
"Hooray, we've done it!" cried Leo, hugging Pegasus.
All at once, a great cheer went up, and Leo saw that they were surrounded by the Prime Minister, Parliament, the football team, and the manticora. The dragon had been forced to leave them behind.
"Pegasus, you must take us all home two by two," said Leo.
It took several days, but everyone was so glad to be rid of the dragon that they didn't mind waiting their turn. They passed the time by telling each other how their new little king had defeated a dragon. With a little help from Pegasus, of course.